Robert Jordan drank half the cup of wine, but the thickness still came in his throat when he spoke to the girl. "How art thou called?" he asked. Pablo looked at him quickly when he heard the tone of his voice. Then he got up and walked away.
"Maria? And thee?"
"Roberto." "Have you been long in the mountains?"
3 months.
3 months. He looked at her hair, that was as thick and short and rippling when she passed her hand over it, now an embarrassment as a grain field in the wind on a hillside.
"It was shaved," she said. "They shaved it regularly in the prison at Valladolid. It has taken 3 months to grow to this. I was on the train. They were taking me to the south. Many of the prisoners were caught after the train was blown up, but I was not. I came with these."
"I found her hidden in the rocks," the gypsy said. "It was when we were leaving. Man, but this one was ugly. We took her along, but many times I thought we would have to leave her."
"And the other one who was with them at the train?" asked Maria. "The other blonde one, the foreigner? Where is he?"
"Dead," Robert Jordan said. "In April."
"In April? The train was in April."
"Yes," Robert Jordan said. "He died 10 days after the train."
"Poor man," she said. "He was very brave. And you do that same business?"
"Yes."
"You have done trains, too?"
"Yes, 3 trains.
"Here?"
"In Extremadura," he said. "I was in Extremadura before I came here. We do very much in Extremadura. There are many of us working in Extremadura."
"And why do you come to these mountains now?"
"I take the place of the other blonde one. Also, I know this country from before the movement."
"You know it well?"
"No, not really well, but I learn fast. I have a good map and I have a good guide."
"The old man,"
she nodded.
"The old man is very good."
"Thank you," Anselmo said to her. And Robert Jordan realized suddenly that he and the girl were not alone, and he realized too that it was hard for him to look at her because it made his voice change so. He was violating the second rule of the 2 rules for getting on well with people that speak Spanish. Give the men tobacco and leave the women alone. And he realized very suddenly that he did not care. There were so many things that he had not to care about. Why should he care about that? "You have a very beautiful face," he said to Maria. "I wish I would have had the luck to see you before your hair was cut."
"It will grow out," she said. "In 6 months it will be long enough."
"You should have seen her when we brought her from the train. She was so ugly it would make you sick."
"Whose woman are you?" Robert Jordan asked, trying not to pull out of it. "Are you Pablo's?" She looked at him and laughed, then slapped him on the knee.
"Of Pablo? You have seen Pablo?"
"Well then, of Rafael? I have seen Rafael."
"Of Rafael neither."
"Of no one," the gypsy said. "This is a very strange woman. He's of no one, but she cooks well."
"Really of no one?" Robert Jordan asked her.
"Of no one? No one. Neither in joke nor in seriousness. Nor of thee either."
"No," Robert Jordan said, and he could feel the thickness coming in his throat again. "Good. I have no time for any woman. That is true."
"Not 15 minutes? The gypsy asked teasingly. "Not a quarter of an hour?"
Robert Jordan did not answer. He looked at the girl Maria, and his throat felt too thick for him to trust himself to speak. Maria looked at him and laughed, then blushed suddenly, but kept on looking at him. "You are blushing," Robert Jordan said to her. "Do you blush much?"
"Never."
"You are blushing now."
"Then I will go into the cave."
"Stay here, Maria."
"No,"
she said, and did not smile at him.
"I will go into the cave now."
She picked up the iron plate they had eaten from, and the 4 forks. She moved awkwardly as a colt moves, but with that same grace as of a young animal.
"Do you want the cups?" she asked.
Robert Jordan was still looking at her, and she blushed again.
"Don't make me do that," she said. "I do not like to do that."
"Leave them," the gypsy said to her. "Here." He dipped into the stone bowl and handed the full cup to Robert Jordan, who watched the girl duck her head and go into the cave carrying the heavy iron dish. "Thank you," Robert Jordan said. His voice was all right again, now that she was gone. "This is the last one. We've had enough of this."
"We will finish the bowl," the gypsy said. "There's over half a skin. We packed it in on one of the horses."
"That was the last raid of Pablo," Anselmo said.
Since then, he has done nothing.
How many are you? Robert Jordan asked.
We are 7, and there are 2 women.
2?
Yes, the mujer of Pablo.
And she?
In the cave. The girl can cook a little. I said she cooks well to please her, but mostly she helps the mujer of Pablo.
And how is she, the mujer of Pablo?
Something barbarous, the gypsy grinned. Something very barbarous. If you think Pablo is ugly, you should see his woman, but brave, 100 times braver than Pablo. But something barbarous.